I just saw 1917 and I am stressing out.
I hoped today might be a good day. Hope is a dangerous thing.
1917 is a World War I film about two British soldiers travelling across enemy territory to stop 1,600 men from walking into a deadly trap.
Your orders are to get to the second. Deliver this to Colonel Mackenzie. It is a direct order to call off tomorrow morning's attack.
I know what you're thinking. Another war drama exploiting the horrors of battle to try and snag an Oscar. But do not let that repetitive formula scare you away from seeing one of the year's best films. Doesn't sound that impressive when you say that in January, but I'm telling you, it is great.
If you don't, it will be a massacre. We will lose two battalions. 1,600 men.
The director Sam Mendes ambitiously shoots the entire flick in one continuous shot, creating an anxiety-inducing 2 hours. Normally, the end of a scene offers a break in tension, but without any, the action is constant, it is relentless, it is non-fucking-stop.
You think you can get there in time?
Yes, sir.
Mendes uses a complex technique to create a truly immersive story that has to be seen on the big screen.
If we're not clever about this, no one will get to your brother.
The movie stars Dean Charles Chapman and George MacKay, who I'd never heard of or never seen before in my life, but that makes the film so much more engaging. Considering MacKay is on screen for the entire film, his performance is particularly impressive. Audiences are with him for every step, every breath, and every bullet in a physically and emotionally exhausting performance that illustrates the grueling effects of war.
Good luck.
1917 is Birdman meets Gallipoli meets Dunkirk. It'll shred your nerves into pieces and you'll love to hate every single second. I give 1917 8.5 out of 10.